What's up? What's up, everybody? How's everybody feeling? You are tuned into the Tommy Talk Show, and I am your host, T.W. Suggs, sending you all types of mad love and dope vibes. You know how we do. Do not touch the dial. Do not change the station. You are at the right place at the right time, and we have an amazing show in store for you today. Can I get a happy anniversary? Can I get a happy anniversary? Guess what, family? We just reached the 1 year anniversary for the Tommy Talk Show. God is dope. Oh man. So again, this is the Tommy Talk Show. Thank you all for just being here, and not just for today, but thank you all for just being the amazing guests, the amazing supporters, the amazing community that you all are. We could not do it without you. We're going to hop into some, not the community question, but I did ask everybody in the community to share some well wishes and some thoughts. So I have a few of those that I'm going to read everybody's name and stuff like that. So we're going to hop into that, but I could not be here and do this without you all. So make sure you continue to support, continue to send your encouraging words, visit the website, www.twsuggs.com. Go to the Instagram and Facebook pages, which is TW Suggs, spelled SUGGS, to go ahead and support. And again, just want to say thank you while I can, thanking our producer, our one and only Keith Pelzer. Oh, pew, 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 pew. I don't know. I don't have the sound effect. I have a bell here. Wait, let me ring the bell for Pelzer. There we go. But Pelzer is, if you know him, you know he is an ideas guy. Like, he is like a manufacturer of amazing and brilliant ideas, and also just genuine support. So Pelzer, thank you so much for your love and your support for the Tommy Talk Show. I got a thumbs up from him. And also just a huge shout out to call him our covering, but also one of our leaders, who is Pastor Kevin Washington of P3 Christian Radio. And if any of you have been following us for any amount of time, you know that we are nestled beneath the umbrella of P3 Christian Radio. So huge shout out to Pastor Kevin Washington for your love, for your support, just being a listening ear. He definitely is a solid dude, and is truly a pastor at heart. The man has called me several times, prayed with me to encourage me, especially my father's transition. So just a huge shout out there. And I want to do another shout out, but I have this guest actually inside the studio with me. Huge shout out to the one and the only Bashir Hogue. Oh, what's pew, up? Pew, 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 pew. Something is wrong with you, yo. Stupid. Man,
that's how it is on the Mario
thing. That's how
right?
It is on Mario when he goes down the pipe. Be-whip. Yo. But yeah, I just want to give you like give you your flowers, but just want to just tell you thank you. Publicly, thank you so much for your support. Anybody who knows me, you know that I got my start on the Culture Talk Show. And for the most part, I work behind the scenes in an administrative capacity. And I just want to say thank you for your legacy, for your support. And I remember when we were first talking about me even getting the show started, mm-hmm. just the advice and just the direction that you provided. So thank you so much for that. And because I know now when you're in it, you know that this thing ain't easy. You know, a lot of people may want it, but it's not easy. So you have to make sure that this is what God has called you to. Mm-hmm. So just want to say thank you for your support. And everybody, you know, Bashir has been a guest on the Tommy Talk Show several times. He was just on the show during our last episode, which I think was episode 19, where we were talking about getting back to the heart of God through worship.
Yeah.
So Bashir is an international, multi-award winning artist, singer, writer, etc. He is the host of the Culture Talk Show.
Yes.
Which is, you know, going all over the world now. So again, thank you. And shout out to the Culture team. Woo-hoo. You want to shout them out real quick?
They know who they are.
See, Culture team, I tried.
You know what? I don't really get into a lot of that, but, you know, I don't do shout outs too much. But yeah, you know, Wanda, Tyree, Mike Webb. See, that's why I don't get it. I don't do it because I forget. I know who they are. Richard, Anthony. Yeah, that's, yeah. And all right,
Ricardo
producer.
And Richard.
Ricardo and Richard.
Both of them.
Both of them. It's two people at the same time.
Two people. Yeah, two people.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Daytime and nighttime, Wanda.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, whoa. Sometimes we got both of them in there.
Sometimes both of them.
Yo. You don't know which one you're going to get.
But to know her is to love her.
It is.
When
it
I
is.
Tell you that, yeah. Wanda is one of, she has the biggest heart. And it's like nothing keeps her down.
Yeah.
Like she is ready to encourage. She's ready to inspire. Wanda, you're a rock star.
Yeah.
And we love you, big sis. So again, you are listening to our 1 year anniversary on the Tommy Talk Show. And this episode features robust conversations around our favorite episodes and all of the guests. Robust. Oh, yes. Thank you, Webster. all of our guests that made each and every show special. We're going to review some of our own personal favorite episodes. And we're going to also do a top five countdown. Top five. We need some theme music. I don't have theme music, but I had this bell. Cousin, you got to give me like a button or something over here so I can press. But yeah, y'all, so we're going to do that. So before we hop into that, I reached out to the community and I said, hey, gang, I said, share with me your well wishes, share with me your thoughts, you know, your encouragement, you know, for the Tommy Talk Show, for us making this 1 year. And anybody who knows me, you know that I always pull in the community because this is a community-centric show. You know, I always do the birthday shout-outs. I always ask a community question, one, because it allows me to get to know you all better. You know, even the guests that we have on, they are from our community, you know, and we're always trying to provide content that's going to inform, inspire, and heal our community so we can change this world, y'all. You know, so this is a community talk show. So I reached out to you all, and for the most part, everybody was just like, you know, congratulations. You know, you're so dope. Congratulations on 1 year. Da-da-da-da-da. So thank you all for that. But I do want to give shout outs to the people who did drop something. And this is not everybody, but these are the people who I was able to run through real quick. These are the people, I'm sorry, I'm going to put this guy in the corner. So huge shout out to my dear friend, Tammy Howard, Drusilla Morgan, Marita Pilar, my sis, Louis Jones, the third, what's up, my guy, Cynthia Woodley, Crystal Dranks, what's up, sis, Lynette Matthews, my big sis, my big little sis, Lisa Bruton, I love you so much, big little sis, Carrie Cox Cam, what's up, Robin Gaskins, I love Miss Rob, Nina Gilder, what's up, sis, Miss Rob, keep it real. She don't play, but one of the sweetest people you'll ever meet. Angela Terry, what's up, Angie T? Lori Lancaster, I miss you. Michelle Lewis, what's up, Mom Michelle? Elder Irvin Teller, Kyle N, my bro. Robin Singleton, what's up, Rob? Tyra Shell, Emily Wiggins, Mushing Thornton, and Ife Tayo. Omawali Turner, a.k.a. Mofifa. If Ife ever, you know, ask you why she has that name, it's because we attended a church with Pastor Outerbridge. We were going to one of the services, and he couldn't get her name right, so he called her Mofifa, and he couldn't get my name right, so he called me Satchmo. So there you have it, Mofifa and Satchmo. All right, guys. So listen, let's hop into these videos, right? So again, we're looking at our personal favorite videos, and I was talking to our producer Keith Pelzer. And I said, Pelzer, I said, what, you know, out of all the shows that we've done so far, we've done about like 19, 20 shows. So out of all the shows we've done, we've been in existence for a year. What's one of the shows that really resonates with you? And one of the shows that Pelzer shared was it was episode 6, Celebrating Phenomenal Women. And in that episode, we had his lovely and amazing wife, Tina Pelzer. That's one of my other big sisters. Robin Shine Maddox from Celebrating Sisterhood. You can't take Robin anywhere. Dr. Veidra Jackson, who is an author, talk show host, and founder of Live Strong Consulting. We also had, we didn't capture their interviews in here, but in this clip. But we also had Lisa Little and Dr. Chelsea Green, the Green violinist. All right. So without further ado, we're going to roll that beautiful bean footage so you can see more about why this was something that Pelzer set aside as one of his favorite shows. Check it out. Element. Ladies, welcome.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. How are you all feeling today?
Amazing.
Phenomenal.
Wonderful.
Yes. Amazing. Good answer, Robin.
There you go. She's recovering.
She's coming back.
There you go. We're right there.
Doing good.
So let me ask you all a question. So you all are phenomenal women, right? What contributes to that, especially when we look at society and all the barriers and everything that's going on? What contributes to your tenacity to remain phenomenal? It's so easy to get lukewarm. It's so easy to say, you know what, I've had it. You know what, I'll be mediocre. What contributes to you being phenomenal?
I'll start off. I am at a stage in life that I recognize we cannot waste time anymore.
Wow. Yes, ma'am.
There are too many children, communities, and families that are literally dying.
Yeah.
And therefore, they need women who are clear on their purpose,
yeah,
passionate about remaining consistent,
yeah,
and know that we don't have time to play around.
Yeah.
And so I'm not going, every single day, I'm actually waking up and asking God, what do you have for me to do today?
Yeah. Wow.
And do it and be obedient to it.
Hey.
Yeah, being obedient.
That is obedience.
That is awesome. And I'm going to piggyback, because one of the words that came to mind when you was asking that question is commitment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. First, we have to check, evaluate, and assess, are we really committed to the one who called us?
Wow.
Right?
Wow. Come on.
And knowing that we, all of us, are created in his image and likeness.
Yes, ma'am.
So what do we do when we realize, when we recognize that we made a commitment?
Yeah.
God committed to us.
Yeah.
And then along with the commitment, we have to be committed to ourselves,
mm-hmm,
our
mm-hmm
purpose, our goals, our desires, right? Yeah. Our dreams, right? We have to be committed. And whatever that looks like, meaning going through some of the valleys, mm-hmm, you know, jumping over hurdles,
yeah,
sacrificing, right?
Yeah.
Being steadfast, but the commitment, because that's a core value, one of the core values that's lacking and that we don't see.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm, and we just allow things to happen and we settle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No settling.
And it's no settling when there's a commitment.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So phenomenal for me. That's a compliment, right? Number one. But thinking about being phenomenal is really being relative to being authentic.
Okay.
So authenticating not only who you are, but thinking about while you're being this, what we call phenomenal, mm-hmm, our actions, our thoughts, our concerns, yeah, our commitment, how we put the plow to the ground,
yeah,
and not only consistently do it, but our heart and our spirit in it,
yeah,
is what really makes it phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Anybody can do some of the things that people, all this, you know, the hype on what we've done and titles and things, mm-hmm, like that.
Yeah.
It's your heart in it. And then are you seeing fruit?
Wow.
Mm.
When wow, what makes things phenomenal is when you can actually see the fruit of the labor.
Yeah.
And the labor is not in vain,
hey,
but the labor is also not for ourselves.
Okay.
The labor is for the next.
Yeah.
The labor is for the generation. Like she said, we don't have time. We have to put commitment to it.
Yeah.
Because death faces us literally every day, especially,
yeah,
not only with our youth, with our mates.
Yeah.
With our families,
yeah,
with our communities.
Yeah.
So phenomenal comes with not only a price, but it also comes with the tenacity and the endurance to make sure that you can live up. And we're not living up to it to be somebody. We're living up to it to do something for someone.
Wow.
So that to me is where the phenomenalness comes in.
Wow.
Wow.
When I say that room, they redecorated that room with their wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are some thoughts you have from that, B?
All right. So First of all, I like how it was addressed to them as phenomenal women.
Yeah.
Because when you look at the round table, they were all phenomenal women. And not only that, they all are actually doing something of worth. Something that Tina Pelzer said that sparked was, are you seeing fruit? Because you can do something, but a lot of people do something, but there's no fruit behind it.
Yeah.
And it could be fruit behind it, but it could be rotten fruit, you know, wow. Or the fruit could have gotten rotten because it wasn't enough nutrients and sun, you know.
Yeah.
Rain and it just neat things. So the thing is, and it, we are the sun. We're the you know, all the stuff that it provide that's supposed to be providing. So that resonated to me. I mean, everybody else said something that was so keen, but the most thing that stuck out to me was, are you seeing fruit?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. It is so important to see fruit in what we're doing, especially when it comes to us, you know, for women being phenomenal women, but, you know, for us just being phenomenal beings.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's important for us to see fruit. Something that I recognize that I just noticed is Robin is so funny. She moves like, you could tell she's a pastor's kid. She moves like everything she says is deep and she get that finger going. She just. But then I appreciate Pelzer because Pelzer is like that behind the scenes guy who's like always sliding the mic over. I don't know if you saw like the mic slide over when Tina was talking. So yeah. So.
And I knew Dr. Beatrice was going to say something first.
Yeah.
Because you could just tell she was like on gear.
She was
like,
ready.
I'll go first.
She was ready. Yeah. And we're going to see Dr. Beatrice Jackson and a few more of our snippets here, you know, because she's a friend of the Tommy Talk Show. And she just drops some very profound gems that we really appreciate here.
That's what's up.
So what we have next, so that was one of Pelzer's favorite episodes. We're going to have a favorite episode by our very own Pastor Kevin Washington. Again, CEO. Woo, woo, Pastor Kevin Washington. Ring the, I can't reach the bell. I'll ring it for you later, Pastor Washington. Got it. All right. There we go. There we go.
Hey, family. I'm Pastor Kevin Washington, CEO of P3 Christian Radio. Prayer, praise, power. And I just want to take this opportunity to celebrate my man, Tommy. Tommy, what a blessing it is to have you to be a part of the P3 Christian Radio family. And I am so excited and celebrate you on your 1 year anniversary of the Tommy Show. What a blessing it is. We thank God for you. It just seems like it was just yesterday we were having those conversations about you doing some things on your own and branching off a little bit from the culture show. And here you are celebrating 1 year anniversary. And I just want to say this, man, you continue to inspire, you continue to inform, and you continue to heal your listeners with provocative talk radio. And what a blessing that is. And as I think about the Tommy Show, one of my favorite episodes that you had, matter of fact, it was your first episode of 2024 when you talked about preparing for success. Because I live by the motto, preparation plus opportunity equals success. So that really hit home for me as you talked about those preparing for success, which you have absolutely done. So continue to do what you're doing. I love the scripture that says in Proverbs 16:3, one of my favorite scriptures, commit your works unto the Lord and your thoughts shall be established. So you commit everything you want to do to God and God will give you the thoughts and the ideas that he will bring into reality. Love you, man. God bless you and thank God for you.
Woo! Woo. Wow. Pastor Washington.
Yeah. Yo. Yeah. Yo. But he's so cool. He's like, Tommy, I love you, man. You keep doing what you're doing. We praying for you. And you know, I was thinking about this the other day.
Stupid.
Sorry, Pastor Washington. Man. I just had to do it.
Yeah, he is smooth. He had that laid back way to him. So Pastor Washington spoke about preparing the episode he liked, but it was actually episode 17, Preparing for a Successful New Year, where we had Dr. Virdra Jackson on again, and we had Dr. George James. You'll see him a few more times. And we wanted to make sure that everybody was ready for 2024. So one of the things that we talked about was self-care. What is it? How do we do it? And then we also spoke about clarity with Dr. Veidra Jackson. Check this out. And one of the things that came up and that we've been hearing a lot about is self-care, right? So Pelzer and I, we had a very interesting conversation about self-care. So Dr. James, what is self-care?
I love what you actually shared earlier, that it is on a spectrum. And I agree completely, you know, that because, you know, a lot of us are trying to figure out what self-care means. A lot of us are trying to figure out what self means, what Ooh. Care means. And then you're trying to put it together. I mean, like, what does it really mean to take care of myself? And that can be so different. And, you know, the reason why I said, like, a lot of people are trying to figure out what self means is, like, who am I? What do I want? Where are my struggle areas? Where are my triumphs? And then what is care? Like, is it that I go to the nail and get my nails done? Because, like, look, I'll get a pedicure in a minute. But is it also that I'm having meaningful conversations with my children because I feel disconnected and that makes me feel better? Really thinking about what is care and then putting it together. And I, like you said, I think it's definitely on a continuum.
Well, Dr. James, it wasn't until you just broke it down to where it's like actually two separate words. Because whenever you hear self-care, you just think, hey, it's just self-care. But there, it really is a component of self and then care. And you hit on something, because it's so important for us to know ourselves and sit within ourselves to really know what we need to care for ourselves. So you just took this whole interview in a whole different trajectory, right? So I just want to let you know that, right? We're going off script here. So how do we sit in self? How do we get to that space where we become more familiar with ourselves? Because I recently had a conversation with a friend of mine, and she said that's one of the things she's doing. She said, I'm trying to figure me out. And I told her that we're always evolving, we're always growing, so we're always going to need to always be in that space almost all the time to figure out what still works for us, what still, like when I was a kid, I loved Skittles. Now, don't put one near me. You know, I've evolved, I've grown, my taste buds literally have changed. So how do we sit within ourselves to figure out who we are and what we need?
Yeah, you know, it's like, Pelz, your producer, was sharing about being out in nature and being with the birds, right? Like, it's about paying attention to those things that come up, the sounds, the conversations, and then saying, what does that mean for me, right? You know, like, I've been in conversations where someone said, like, oh, I didn't even realize that until somebody said something, right? Like, just last night, I was sharing with my wife, it's like, yo, I didn't realize, like, how many times my dad, as he got older, I was dealing with health issues, that he was just saying stuff about dying, right?
Wow.
Like, and you know, it's like, I didn't think about it. And then, like, now that I'm of a certain age, I'm like, yo, there's a part of us when we get to a certain place in life where we start to maybe give up. We say like, oh, it's over for me. I can't go back to school. It's too late. I can't learn that language or I can't do my physical goals because it's too late. And you can be 32, right? But you don't realize that you're telling yourself it's too late. And so the self thing is recognizing, when did I start doing that?
Why?
Why am I doing that?
Wow.
Why would I believe at 33 or 40 or whatever that, like, it's over for me? Like, something's over. You're not getting in the league. It's over, right? Give up, right? Like, there's some things that's just not happening. But there's some other things that we don't realize that we're shutting it down and not giving ourselves. One of my key talks is giving ourselves permission. Mm. And we don't realize that sometimes we're saying no. So those are the ways that we really learn more about ourselves, is that we ask ourselves questions. Hey, why do I think that way? Why do I feel that way? Wow. Why do I want to do this? Why do I want Skittles when somebody else wants an apple?
Wow.
Right? Wow. It's because I was used to Skittles. Is it because that's all I saw in my neighborhood? Is that because I don't like Apple? I mean, it can be seem simple.
Yeah.
But that question could get you on a trajectory of recognizing, like, oh yeah, all we had was a corner store. My parents didn't really have a lot of money.
Wow.
We didn't eat a lot of candy, but it was a treat. So now when I want to treat myself, I want Skittles.
You mentioned clarity.
Mm-hmm.
And I really feel that with a lot of us, in reference to going into 2024, I think a lot of us struggle with clarity. And because we struggle with clarity, our goals aren't clear, or we'll set the wrong goal because we don't have clarity within ourselves. How do we get to that place of clarity?
It actually isn't that complicated. It really is simply a commitment because I know as soon as I say it, people are going to probably roll their eyes. But clarity comes from getting still, processing, and evaluating.
Wow.
But we are often, especially as a culture, so focused on the grind and the hustle and trying to always create this movement.
Yeah.
People are afraid to actually sit and think about, why did I respond that way?
Wow.
Why do I continue to ruminate over that thing?
Yeah.
Wow.
You go.
Can I go? So the word, when he said self-care, you know, you don't realize it. That's why I said sometimes when people say things, it's not deep until you feel, it's like, it's not deep. But what happens is we're not thinking of it. So when they say it, that's like even people over the pulpit. It's like, you know, the tree is growing because of a seed. And they go, wow, it's not deep. That's science. Mm. So when you look at self-care, I wrote down something and it says self-care is learning to say no and yes. Because if you keep saying no, you don't have no balance to no. You don't have a balance to the yes.
Yeah.
So there has to be a balance. And that's really like you taking care of yourself. Because sometimes people will tell you, you know what? You don't look well. Take care of yourself. But can you do this? So that's you still saying yes to something. And then I wrote down, I know we got to go. And I know wrote down when he said that you, what's his name?
Dr. George James.
Dr. George James. He said, you get older. There's some things you can't do. There's some things you can't do that you used to be able to do. Mm-hmm. We're getting older.
Yeah.
You know, you can't run out and say, hey, you know, if you got a little one, I got little nephews and nieces. Uncle BB, come on, you know, run with me. What I'm going to do is I'm going to wait, though. And if you win, that you win. And the other thing they said is, why do I want? Why do I want the Skittles? You know, is it because somebody else want it? You know, because I saw somebody else have it, knowing that you don't have the back teeth that you used to have. Cause I know I don't. Cause I mean, that's like, you know, eating popcorn. I can't eat popcorn because it's going to cut my gum. So I got to suck on the popcorn. You're supposed to chew popcorn. So it's, you know, it's all rolled up in one, but I really like that show.
Yeah. That was a show that really stuck out to me too. And it actually started out with a dope conversation where like, what is self-care and something that, and we didn't capture here in this video, but something that, that Dr. Viedra Jackson surfaced was she said, she's looking at things, not just from self-care, but soul care.
Yeah.
Right. And she said that, and what we discussed was that there are many layers to self and each layer requires a different type of care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And to your point, like knowing when to say yes, knowing when to say no. Is this, do I get the pedicure or do I need to go to therapy? You know what I mean? So there's different layers to self.
But you know, but it's more so like, because we're evolving around people. Mm-hmm. And people sometimes are our greatest test to see how we gonna respond. Like she said, I think who said it, responding. It was the word responding. I forgot who said it. Mm-hmm. One of those doctors, but I know the doctors. So the thing was, they was talking about responding. And it's how you, I'm learning how to sit back, like she said, and be quiet, and then respond.
Yeah.
Because if you can't do all of that, and if you're always impulsive, then there's no way to think about what the person said or what you said to say, you know what, this is going to be my response. No.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I like that show.
And no is a response.
Why wasn't I on that show?
I'm joking. So, so that was Pelzer's. So one of them was Pelzer's. The first clip was Pelzer's favorite show. The second one that we just saw was Pastor Washington. So one of my favorite shows, all of them are my favorite shows. I feel like all of my episodes are my babies, right? But one of my favorite shows was episode 15, where we were talking about honoring and supporting our veterans. And because I feel that our veterans are misunderstood, I don't think that they're thoroughly supported. And I also have a lot of veterans in my family, including my mom. So with this clip, we are opening it up with what is PTSD, and Tom Wagner is sharing and expounding upon that. And then after that is going right into a piece that Carsten Warner wrote from his book, A Travel Through Time. Check it out. So we hear a lot about PTSD. So what is PTSD and how does it show up?
Right. So post-traumatic stress disorder. It's, if you look under what's called the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of, you know, basically the book that helps you diagnose mental health disorders, mm-hmm. it actually falls under an anxiety disorder. But it manifests itself in a lot of different ways.
Okay.
A lot of things that Karsten had mentioned.
Yeah.
Mood swings, difficulty sleeping. One thing that you see, one thing that you see with a lot of people who suffer from it is self-medication.
Okay.
And a lot of that goes back to, you know, drug use, alcohol use.
Yeah.
Just to kind of, you know, help with the symptoms.
Yeah.
I worked with one individual who had a struggle with alcohol.
Yeah.
His thing was it kept him from dreaming, kept him from having nightmares.
Wow.
You know, it's things like that. So it manifests itself in a lot of different ways.
Okay.
The difficult part is when you're looking at how to treat it.
Okay.
Because it's difficult for the individual mm-hmm. who's going through the treatment in that you need to confront you know what happened to you.
There's
different ways to go about it.
Okay.
All of it boils down to confronting it.
Yes, sir.
And learning how to deal with it.
Okay.
Anytime that I've worked with people along the lines of trauma and PTSD, I tell them right from the beginning, it's not about forgetting what happened to you. It's learning about how to live with what happened to you.
Sir, woo! Thank you for being here. Thank you for being here. What's this piece that you have for us?
The piece that I have is called A Soldier in Vietnam.
Okay.
So if it's okay, I'll
read it. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
I think of Vietnam day and night. God only knows how many GIs lost their life. They fight by day, they fight by night, not knowing who's next to lose their life. Dreams of peace enter their minds whenever they get some priceless time. Sometimes they pray when the going gets rough. They can't wait for an answer. They have to prove they're tough. Boom, boom, boom. Rockets explode all around. I cover my head up, pretend I'm dead. I open my eyes and come back alive. My buddy has gone to the heavens above. I hope he finds peace, most of all love. Sometimes I think he's more fortunate than I. He has gone home to rest. I'm still a GI. I'm tired of fighting this never-ending war. I don't even know what I'm fighting for. My minister told me when I was a boy, thou shalt not kill. This gun isn't a toy. Help me, Father, to obey your law. Help me understand what I'm fighting for. If I lay my gun aside, will you be my saving God? Take me to heaven so that I can forget all the things I've seen and which someday I'll regret. The soldier laid his gun aside and walked into the mist of the eerie morning silence. In the distance, you could hear an automatic weapon's rapid fire. A stiff, still quietness came over the battlefield. A slight breeze brushed past me, and I could still hear the voice of the GI praying, "Thank you, Father, for answering my prayer. The pains in my mind, I could no longer bear. I am more fortunate than a lot of GIs who return home to leave trouble lies."
Wow. That's still heavy. Big shout out to Tom Wagner and Karsten Warner for just the transparency with that episode. So thank you. That still hits. So we're going to move into our top five countdown. But before we do, I forgot, we are doing something on the Tommy Talk Show called the Community Legends Award. And it is based on somebody who is in the community that's making some moves and who's shaking things up and pulling people together and healing the community. That person I want to shout out is Lewis Jones III from the cool people. I gotta get the name right, but it's Lewis Jones for the Cool People's Network. And Lou, I appreciate you, man. I love you, man. Thank you for all you do, brother. We are going to send you something amazing. Congratulations. And without further ado, we're going to hop into our top five countdown. And we're going to start off with video number 5, which is episode 1, my very first episode, a conversation with Black producers, which features Ira Warren, Taronda Jones, and Kyle Godwin. Check it out. Of skills. And so you had that before you, right in front of you.
Yeah, it was right in front of me. Wow.
What was that like growing up in like a musical household like that?
Well, at first, you know, my parents, my dad, he was sort of like on the fence about it. He was just like, well, you have a voice, you know, you'll be good enough for a background singer. You know, and I'm just like, well, okay, you know.
Thank you for the encouragement, Dad.
You know, I said, I'll follow and then lead right on into, you know, what God has, you know, created me to do. But music and, you know, different things of that nature just, you know, came into play for me because of trauma and different things that I had gone through, you know, in my life. You know, so when you hear, you know, the old Negro spiritual hymns and stuff, you know, it come from some pain. It come from some hurt. It come from, you know, just different things like that.
Yes,
you know?
Ma'am. All right, let's hop on in this, right? So you're an actress, director, producer, and so much more. Is that what you always knew was inside of you? All of those things, or are those things that you kind of stumbled into and were like, oh, I didn't know I could do this? Or did you already kind of know that this is where you were headed and these are the gifts and skills that you always had?
I knew that I was going to be some form, shape of entertainer. I just didn't know.
Got
rapping has always been my thing. I've been doing that since I was 11, 12 years old.
Wow.
But acting, directing, producing is just literally something I stumbled across. Literally something I've been, I like to call it dibbling, dabbling in.
Yeah.
I was dibbling, dabbling, and I was like, oh, I'm actually pretty good at this. Let me just go ahead and pursue this. But no, I just knew that I was going to be some form, shape, or entertainer, whether it was a stripper.
It's entertainment. It's entertainment.
I just knew I was going to be something. I just didn't know what. But no, I love it, though. I love it.
Wow. That's awesome. So do you think there's a connection between like dibbling and dabbling and finding your purpose?
Absolutely. Yeah. And there's two things. And I had this conversation with my cousin where she's kind of lost, but I told her there's a difference between knowing your gifts and knowing your talents. It's two different things.
Come on, talk to us. Talk to us about the difference.
God will literally, he will give you gifts.
Uh-huh.
And your gifts is what take you to your purpose.
Yes, ma'am.
But talents, you can just have them. You can be great at I'm great at a lot of things.
Wow.
Amazing at a lot of things, but what is my gift?
Wow.
And I realized that none of my gifts are none of the things that I do. It's none of the things that I do. It's literally none of those things that I do. Acting, directing, producing, rapping. Those aren't my gifts.
Wow.
I know this. And I'm slowly leaning into my gifts.
Yeah.
I truly believe that my calling is literally speaking. My gifts are not directing, producing, rapping. My gift is literally to pour into the people. I call myself the hope giver.
Come on.
The hope giver.
Wow.
Those are none of my gifts. Those are my talents. Great.
Yeah.
It's lucrative.
Yeah.
But I honestly believe that speaking is my gift.
So let me ask you a question. In reference to having an eye to identify good things, how do you take that and tie it into who you are as a creative and who you are as a producer?
So the thing that allows me to really tie in my eye and vision, first of all, I gotta give God praise. You know what I mean?
Come on.
The ability to see through things when, you know, people don't necessarily see it. So, you know, I might, you know, the glass half empty, half full situation is a realistic, you know, prism. And so, you know, for me, you know, when sometimes it's like, you know, you give me a crumb and I'll make a cake. It's something as small as just a little bit of an idea, or that little bit of a seed can grow into something great. So, you know, sometimes, you know, recognizing it through, you know, somebody's voice, you know, some people just have amazing, you know, your shout out to my man Toby and my man CJ Quinney and them down in the A in Houston.
Yes, sir.
You know, Toby is one of the people when I first heard his voice for the first time was like, nah, yo, you got something good with him, bro.
Yeah.
Yo, make sure he's a good artist, right?
Like, yeah.
The voice, right? That's being identified. You know, sometimes it's the look, right? Yeah. The person has the look on camera. They might not have all the technicalities and the abilities that you want them to have, but you can mold that, right? You can teach that. You can give them inspiration and show them how to grow that. So when it comes to, you know, identifying new areas of creativity and new content, for me, I'm somebody who, you know, was told, you know, don't reinvent the wheel, right? Like, just add a new spoke to it, right? So people always are going to have problems. And, you know, naturally, as men, we try and be problem solution solvers.
Yeah.
So trying to look at, okay, if you got this problem, I got this problem, what can I create or what can I come up with that will allow us to alleviate that problem together? And that's my serial entrepreneurialism, where, like, it doesn't just, it just happens to be that I can do it in content. But, you know, whether that's clothing, you know, whether that's music, you know, whether that's art, expression is the best way to be able to get that vision out. And sometimes, you know, you only, God only give you that vision for a short period of time. So if you don't act on it, if you don't use it, then it's going to swing to somebody else. You know what I mean? How many times have we seen people look like, dad, yo, that was my idea. I come up with it first.
Wow.
And time again, me and my wife talk about that. Like, you, it ain't just yours. You know what I mean? And so, like, he gave it to you at a time, and that time is, you know, it's the reason why it's a gift. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yo, these guests are dropping nuggets, man. Listen, we're going to move to video, to episode, to the fourth video in our countdown. This one is episode 18, which is Rhythm, Soul, and Sound, celebrating the legacy of Black artists. And on this episode, we had Nikki Powerhouse and Jack Drummond. And we open up with Jack Drummond creating something on a violin that is just spontaneous. And then we have Nikki Powerhouse ending it with talking drums. Check it out.
Okay, I'm gonna do talking drums.
Okay.
In the beginning, where time had no meaning, we were the sum of galaxies and God's breath. Infinity orbited the earth and created itself into an umbilical cord so all of human life would embody her DNA. You are limitless. Now, some of you didn't think you would make it this far. The world had marked you failures, and you believed them. Some of you didn't think you could make it off the block. See, your four corners was as far as you would dream. But you had grandparents that visit you at night so that you could see the rainbows in the dark. They would pass down stories holding up the mirrors in front of you. You got to speak the thing into existence, child. You got to speak the thing into existence. Then I am my great-great-grandmother's laughter. The sound of her voice cradled me in my night dreams. And when I look at her, she embodies everything. She, her voice, travels through branches and all the children. We sit under the baobab tree and we listen with our hearts and mind wide open. As she delivers earth messages through rhythmic breath, she tells me. She tells you. She tells each and every one of you, hand-plucked from heaven's branches and sowed into Mother's Earth soil to sprout, to bloom. Children, remember your first name. Remember your first name. Remember your first name. Remember the bottom deck. See, the backs ache sore by the mother's rape. We witnessed the sister use the body as bait, but we still must remember our first name. You. Shaped and saturated in the stars, reflecting perfect light, painted in gold and outlined in silver. Your smile alone is a sunrise, carved into sculptures of undeniable power. Children, your first name is I Am. Your last name is Power. Your first name is I Am. Your last name is Brilliant. Your first name is I Am. Your last name is Potential. Your first name is I Am. Your last name is Everything. Your first name is Everything. Your first name is Everything. They will ask you your first name. In board meetings,
around the globe. And no, your first name will never be lost. It will hide itself in your backbone. So every time that you speak, them ancestors will gather to hold you up. Children, remember your first name. And when they ask you, it may come out as a whisper, but it will thunder. Children, you must remember your first name. You were sent to tell the others of their birthright. You, each and every one of you, walk your I am. Walk your I am and embody it. It is not what you say. It is what you become. And then you will realize that it was everything that you were all along. Your I am is your birthright. Children, remember your first name. I am.
That daggone Nikki and that daggone Jack. Wow. All right, y'all. We're going to move into video number 3, which is episode 9, Beneath His Armor, A Conversation with Men About Men. This is where we wanted to talk about men's healing and men's mental health. It features Dr. George James, Derek Killebrew, Dr. James Mabel, Daniel Trowick, and Akeem Tiles for the book that he released, If I Can, You Can. Here we go. So as you know, Dr. James, we're having this discussion around Beneath His Armor. And Beneath His Armor, we're talking about the things that's going on with men, you know, things that men don't want to talk about, men's mental health. It's just a conversation with men about men. And I want to ask you, especially through your lens as a Black man yourself and also as a therapist, when you look at the landscape of men and what you're seeing going on in the world, what are some of the things that you're seeing as it pertains to men, their health, especially their mental health and wellness?
Yeah, man, I think this is such an important topic, and I'm so glad that you brought it up, and I really appreciate this theme, like, Under the Armor, because it's something we need to be talking about.
Yes, sir.
We need to be sounding the alarm, like, as much as possible. I always think about the movie Gladiator, if you know, if anybody's ever seen it, right?
Like, oh, yeah.
And there's multiple parts of this movie that you might say, oh, all right, this movie's great or it's dope, but there's parts where he has his armor on, and he's walking, and he's bleeding. Under the armor. And I think, like, there's so many of us who are bleeding, especially men, especially Black men, and we just, like, we walking around, we got blood oozing out, but we're not trying to get, like, healed, we're not trying to get fixed, we're not trying to get support. And that bleeding that happens is sometimes our mental health, our physical health, our relationships, just so many ways we are bleeding, but we just show up because we think that's what we need to do with all the armor.
Inspire. Derek, anything you want to share, man? Anything that's coming up for you while we're having this conversation, man?
I mean, and Dr. James, I really love your that Gladiator analogy, because one, I love the movie. I'm kind of excited for Gladiator 2, but I'm not sure how excited. But there's something that you said that makes me think even deeper into the analogy, just in terms of, you know, we're bleeding, right? And a lot of times when people, if you think about those Gladiator days, right, people die. They either died from loss of blood, or they would die because that cut got infected before it had healed, right? And if something gets infected, what you think about is things that are not supposed to be inside of you get access to you because of the open wound, and because those negative things get access to vulnerable parts of you while you're vulnerable. Yeah. They then exploit you. They then turn you into something that you're not supposed to be. They then make you even more unhealthy than you were before.
Yeah.
And then thinking about that, and how many of us are walking around, and because we're wounded, our ear gates are open to voices we normally wouldn't listen to, right?
Wow. Having those conversations with men those conversations are so important. We're going to hop right into episode number 2, video number 2, but it's episode 13, Breast Cancer Awareness Stories, Lessons, and Encouragement, where we have Mrs. Lynn Alston from Hugs Around America. We have Marquita Robinson Garcia from Divinity Skincare. We also have Kayla Shuler. To check out the interviews for Marquita Robinson Garcia and Kayla Shuler, check out our video, the episode on YouTube. And without much further ado, here is Breast Cancer Awareness. Talk to me about your journey. with triple negative breast cancer. And I've never heard of triple negative breast cancer before. So, and that shows the area where I have to lean into more. But can you tell us what triple negative breast cancer is and what your journey was with that?
Absolutely. So thank you once again for having me here, Tommy. But I didn't know what triple negative was.
Okay.
So they told me I had breast cancer and I said, breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But going through the journey, you learned that there's different types of breast cancers, right?
Gotcha.
Triple negative runs rampant in communities of color.
Okay.
And it's the most aggressive cancer of the breast cancer. And so it is triple negative is negative for estrogen, PR, and HER2. Those are hormones. And so with that, there are challenges in trying to treat that.
Okay.
Because if it was hormonal, then we can address the hormones. But because it's negative for all of those things, now we're fighting an uphill battle.
Gotcha.
But praise God, I have been cancer-free for 9 years.
Woo! Come on!
9 years.
Yes, ma'am.
Free. Yes. And so all of the information that I've learned during my journey to live was so delicious that I had to reach back and share it within our community.
Yeah. Wow. 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 Shout out to Miss Lynn Austin for that wisdom and that insight. So we are now at video number one, and this is episode 8, which is near and dear to my heart, celebrating and supporting our young Black men. It features a conversation with young Black men so we can see the world through their perspective. And it featured Mujahid, Noah, Josh, my nephew Simeon Johnson, Vernon Ray from Creative Mind Productions, and also the program Shoot Cameras Not Guns, Leroy Miles from Black Men Run, and Ronnie Sizer, who is a career and technical educational teacher at Ben Franklin High School. Check it out. With everything, so what is life like for you all as young Black men, as men of color? What does life look like through your lens?
Scary.
Wow. Wow. Unpack that for me. What does...
Like, every time you go home, like, me, I get on the L, I get on the bus, you know.
Yeah.
Go home from school, I like... Every time I get home, I hear another story about how, like, somebody just got killed or somebody stabbed or somebody just got shot or something like that.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you for sharing that. I appreciate that. What about you? What's reality like through your eyes? What are some of the things that you all are seeing? Even with your friends, what are some of the things that you're seeing in your circles? What are some things that you're feeling about what's going on in the world today?
I would say it's definitely just a big uncertainty because, like you said, you see something on the news every day about somebody getting hurt or somebody's involved in something.
Yeah.
And they're getting hurt. So it's just you never know that could be you. So you feel like you're walking on eggshells. So you don't know what's going to happen next.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I feel like you just got to stay ready because something unexpected is always bound to happen every day.
Okay.
That's just how I feel. You just always got to be cautious.
Yeah. Okay. So let me ask you a question. What's some of the things that, as young Black men, what do you need from your community? What do you need from us? So you have five Black men in here, including Pelzer. If you could tell us something that you need to help you in your journey to becoming the Black man, the man of color that you want to become. So, you know, you all talked about some of your goals and some of the things you want to accomplish. What do you need from us? How can we help you in your journey?
Support. Like, that's all you can really say.
What does support look like for you?
Like, always helping. Like, if somebody has an event, go show your face.
Okay.
Somebody makes a book, buy the book, read it a little bit, you know? Like that.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, I think it's really a good support system. And even, like, support like that, or even if you need someone to talk to, like, you might be going through something, someone you can rely on, you know, that you're not alone in whatever you're doing.
Got you. Say that again, because your head was going back and forth with the mic.
It's like someone you have in your corner, so you know you're not going through anything alone. Somebody you could turn to, someone that may not have the answers, but they're willing to listen to you.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. So you can see, I can clearly see why that was video number one, where I received the most views and a lot of support. So thank you for all of our guests. And thank you, Bashir, for being here, man, for being an amazing guest co-host, man. You're a rock star, and I appreciate you again. And I don't know if anybody saw it, but we caught Bashir.
I'm so sorry.
We caught you. Nah, it's cool, bro. You're fine. Mm. So listen, y'all, that is our anniversary show. We appreciate Woo-hoo! You. We love you. Shout out to P3 Christian Radio. Shout out to the Combos Lounge family. Shout out to all of our guests, to everybody who was a guest co-host here on the Tommy Talk Show. We love you. We appreciate you. Don't forget. Yes, sir.
No, I just want to say I'm very, very proud of you.
Wow.
Very proud of you. Like, I'm watching this. I know we don't have that much time, but watching what you have done.
Yeah.
That's commendable.
Wow.
That's commendable. And there's nothing wrong with black men telling.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's commendable.
Wow. Thank you, B. That means a lot, man.
Absolutely.
Thank you. More black men got to do this. You see that? But yeah, thank you all for tuning in. We love you all. Don't forget to check out the Tommy Talk Show on P3 Christian Radio every Saturday at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also check out the Culture Talk Show on P3 Christian Radio as well. You can check us out on YouTube. Type in the Tommy Talk Show, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, etc. I love you all. Stay dope. I'll talk to you all later. Peace.